Hello? Hey, what's up, dog? What? Oh, yeah, it's the year of the dog, right? Oh, well, yeah, the world seems to be going faster and has so much more challenges than ever. I know what you mean. So, yeah, we need something to lighten our hearts. I know what you mean. It's something to laugh about, it's some music to dance to. Yeah, we could all use some alleviation. We could all use some medicine. Show. I'm Jason Q. Lawrence with Salt of the Earth DJ Ali Babakzani from the back alley. Tonight we have some grunge rock, soul, and blistering harmonies of the gritty sounds and soaring vocals of Slavin, and a band that appears from influences of what would happen if Green Day and Nirvana had a kid who hung out with Sum 41, etc., etc. Sly Dietrich is in the house. So ours is a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. And Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We'd like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. And thanks to everyone around the world who stands up against tyranny and corruption in their own way. We would also like to acknowledge all the people around the world who are experiencing hardship. Blessings to all, and our prayers go out to all of our relations, which is everyone and everything that we are surrounded by, including the animals, the environment, and our ancestors. Thank you to the Creator for the mercy and comforts we share. We'll be right back with our guests, Slevin and Sly Dietrich. Here's a taste of their music. We'll be right back. So, life is funny. It brought about the three of them, Slevin that is, brought them together. Then it brought about some other people that came in. Then some more people. Soon they were a gaggle of people. A battle to the death was arranged. Man on man, woman on woman, death and destruction, mayhem in general. In general, tomfoolery was about. I'm not sure what that means, but Slevin is all that remains of the group. So, yeah, that's the story of Slevin. Here they are. What song are you guys doing? What's that? Oh, no, Sly Dietrich. What am I? Wait a second. That was Slide. That was Slevin's intro.
Why don't know what?
Sorry, guys. They're in the house, and they're coming up next. Isn't that exciting? That was talking about build-up. So.
Because just oh, it's fine.
No, that's okay. See, because that hypes up the next band. This is too funny. Okay, so, and that's who's coming up next. Sly Dietrich is, here's how this happened. If Rise Against the Machine, Blink, Green Day, and Nirvana had a kid who hung out with Sum 41, and the story so far, the 3 days of grace, that had dads like NoFX and Bad Religion, had a dog. Yeah, that would be them. So Brett on drums, Joe on guitar, Joe plays video games, and wait a second, Brando. Here they are. This is Sly Dietrich.
Don't walk away. Have I said enough to make you stay? And each time I stumble and I'll fall till I know. Scratch my own head till I explode. Drop out and move away is what I suggest.
It's not where my interest resides.
You know what I mean, that it feels like routine. Go on,
I'll be right behind you.
Sit and count the days. Where I come from, it'll always rain. No matter how I try to understand before I go. Scratch my own head till I explode. Drop out and move away is what I suggest.
It's not where my interest resides.
You know what I mean, that it feels like routine. Go on, I'll
be right behind you. I know a place where everyone loves her face, and I'm someone, but I just don't want to wait for a tomorrow.
Oh, drop out and move away is what I suggest.
It's not where my interest resides.
You know what I mean, that it feels like routine. Go
no,
on,
I'll be right behind you.
Bam jam.
Yeah, Sly Dietrich. All right, so, and okay, remember a few seconds ago. Let's move it up around a little bit in here. Okay, so when you want to say something to me, and if I'm screwing up, you feel free to just call it out right on the air.
Four.
All right?
10-4.
Yeah, how you guys feeling?
Feeling pretty good.
Freaking good job, Brett.
You were giving it your all. I can see that.
I was really into it.
Yeah, and you know what? Just swing it around, pass it back and forth. Don't worry if you want to.
He doesn't need it.
Steal the microphone.
It's okay. We'll give it to when he sings. But other than that,
all right. That sounds good. So let's just put this here. I'm gonna put this here, and you guys can talk and respond. And exactly. Okay. So. We had a prescription, and like that intro, it was the silliness, but that's what it's all about here on the medicine show. So
I'm into it.
We have a prescription, which is just something to be mindful of. You know, we'd like to gear every show around a theme. So it is the just after New Year's, our first show of the year. How's it going with you, Ali?
I'm good. I'm pretty good. Well, hello to everybody and Happy New Year.
So what do you think of the prescription?
Just you can't speak. It's just
no. I don't want to say it.
It's just like a suspicious prescription for tonight.
Okay, it's observe the good traits of dogs and apply them to your life because it is the year of the dog. Yeehaw. So the year of the dog. Did you bring in the sound effects?
No, just go ahead.
Bring in the sound effects. We want to hear the dogs. It's just hilarious. Okay, so the year 2018 is for dog people. In some cultures, the year of the dog indicates difficult and financial situations in general. We will have a year full of challenges. Our careers may face changes. Failed investments may lead to canceled, unbalanced income, high expenses. During the year of the dog, we may even suffer from health challenges. Ooh, this is not good. It's not sounding so good. This is a good reason to balance health and career. Even if we feel exhausted because of high pressure from work, we need to balance more than ever. The year of the dog also indicates a future success after enduring through the tough time. So these challenges are lessons to make us more resilient and teach us to adapt and not become complacent. Change is not easy to face, but it can be better. Exercise doesn't have to be stressful, but it can be a matter of movement, stimulated thought, facing emotions head on, and speaking inwards to the spirit, which animates us all, and a bond with loyal ones that are supportive. And let the dogs lick your wounds. So, by the way, the reason I said that, Allie didn't know this, but I grew up with one of those crazy wives' tales that says that saliva of dogs is actually antiseptic. And so you guys ever hear the dog, like when a dog like licks your cuts or something, it's supposed to actually sterilize it and help it?
Say what now?
You never heard this before?
No, I have heard that.
Okay, grab the microphone.
No, I've heard that before.
Yeah?
Same thing with human saliva, I'm assuming.
Oh, I'm thinking that people always talk about that's the most septic, dirty place on your body, and I could think of dirtier, but, you
What's
know.
What's happened is the human saliva is just a medicine, yeah?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking, too, of dog saliva.
Dog medicine. Saliva is known to be antiseptic and good for cuts. I'm suspicious of humans, though.
Yeah, but like I've heard so many times where it's like, hey, you got a cut, clean your wound out, like spit on it or something. I've never heard anybody run up to a dog, and put my hand in the dog's mouth and let me just like.
No, you never heard this?
No, never.
Oh my God. Okay, so we used to let the dogs clean, like if we got a cut and there's nothing around, let the dog.
And maybe it's because I never grew up with a dog.
I think it was very usual in World War II.
Back in World War II.
Yeah.
World War
II.
We'll have to look this one up and get back to you. So also, do you want to let people phone in about this? Listen, if somebody wants to phone in during this show, remember that don't do it while they're singing, because we can't answer the phone while they're singing, okay? Anyway, so what do you guys want to sing next?
We got another original song. It's called Nothing Left to Burn off our first ever record.
Okay.
Let's get to it.
Everybody, are you all happy with the mix?
Yeah, I'm happy.
You guys all happy with your sound?
You betcha.
Yeah.
Let's rock.
You're happy.
Happy, happy.
Skies till you say what I say. Nothing in this world is meant to burn. To burn. Nothing meant to burn. How do you know that I'll make it far?
Cause I know it's my show. The questions you ask, the more you will know. Nothing left to burn. Nothing left to burn.
All right. Sly Dietrich. To be precise, unlike the beginning of the show. Yay, Slevin! Coming up next. Okay, so apparently dog saliva is both good and bad.
I looked it up.
Yes.
The benefit of bad saliva. Go ahead.
Well, no, there's benefits of it. It can be good, but it can also have bacteria and bad stuff in it too. So as much as it can be good, your dog better be damn healthy if you're going to let it lick it. So please do never consider this medical advice.
I'm pretty sure it's how you got rabies or something.
That'll do it.
Yeah. Started foaming at the mouth after that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So what about dogs? None of you guys had dogs?
No. So I have a dog, drummer. Brett has a dog too. What do you call your dog?
He's a Chiweenie.
What's that?
Yeah, he's a Chihuahua and a Dash Hound mix.
A Chiweenie.
Yeah, Chiweenie.
And back to that saliva thing. Back to that saliva thing, I don't know. I see my dog lick his ass a lot, so I wouldn't trust him licking my wounds.
Yeah, especially
so
directly
sure
after
that, you know.
Yeah, so I basically have like a larger version of Brett's dog, because his dog is like the size of your fist. I just have a normal-sized dog.
So what do you think about the aspects of dogs? Do you like I think that, you know, dogs have some really good traits that people could learn from. What do you think?
You know what? They're always happy to see me, which is like rare because nobody likes to see me.
See? And could we classify that as like unconditional love? That
exactly.
Just,
yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think dogs definitely have a lot of traits that humans could learn from, for sure. Definitely.
Absolutely. You know what's funny is I always think that some people treat people like, you know, someone who's like frail or, you know, there's somebody who's older or something like that, and they're very dedicated and just loving and everything. And then there's like people think, oh, someone's beautiful, but the dog doesn't care.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to stay there. And what always kicks me is that, like, after people grow up, they like ditch their parents and go off and sometimes never talk to them again. Dogs will be there till the end.
Yeah.
The day one.
Let me add
end.
To that. Because we've only had the dog for like a year, but I have this theory where it's like the manliest man ever is like super macho. Like, everyone needs a dog. So, like, even my dad. He like talks like a baby to my dog. We go, oh, goo goo gaga goo goo. He's a good boy. He's a good.
Brings
girl.
Him right down.
Exactly. So it's like no matter how macho you are, if you have a dog, it's good for everybody to speak like a baby, just for like a few seconds, like a day. You know, it's good for your soul.
I agree with that, actually. Jeez.
Never man's thought best friend for a reason.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah,
jeez.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, what time is it here? Do we need to take a break for a commercial and come right back?
Just take a break in the shortest break and come back in the commercial. Time for a commercial.
Here at CITR Radio, we value your letters and feedback.
Dear Freddy Guys, what bad shots, sir. I'm nearly 60 and I'm quite mad. But I do enjoy listening. If this continues to go on unabated, Dunkirk, Dark Days of the War, Backs to the Wall, Alva Liddell, Berlin Airlift, Moral Upheaval, A Profumo Case, Young Hippies, Roaming the Streets, Raping, Looting, and Killing. Yours, etc., Brigadier Arthur Gormanstroff, Mrs.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, facilitating moral upheaval since 1989.
Hello, hello, this is Russian Tim and I'm throwing a Christmas rager on December 15th at the Cobalt. I invited to play the show some of my favorites, The Greatest Sons, The Core, Anthems, Contracode, and even my band, Russian Tim and Pavel Vorez. Tickets at the door are $15, but $10 online at myshowpass.com. Christmas rager, December 15th, Cobalt, great success.
Mikey, I just know we're gonna find you and bring you home. I know we don't got your hand to hold, but you gotta know that we never let go. Whoa, we got eyes.
Timmy, your friends are here to see you. Get off the computer, will you?
Hey, Timmy, do you want to come out and shoot hoops with us at the park?
I'm actually busy playing on the computer right now.
Whatever. You never come out to play with us anymore.
Let's go, guys.
30% of young adults are prone to stroke, and this statistic is on the rise. Stroke prevention starts early.
Are you sure you don't want to play? My cousin's in town, and he's playing too.
Strokes can be prevented by regular exercise, a healthy, balanced diet, and sleeping well.
You know what? I'm coming too. Wait up for me, guys.
Follow UBCHSF on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for regular tips on healthy living.
Strong heart, strong start.
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show. Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older. But you know what? Most of you are probably way off because I'm only 23 years old. Tune into The Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today, plus jokes and riddles, all sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
Welcome back to The Medicine Show. We are on Facebook Live. If anybody wants to see what's happening in the studio, just check out, search Facebook for Vancouver Medicine or Van Medicine Show, Vancouver Medicine Show, and you'll find us having some silly fun in the CITR studios. We have Sly Dietrich and in the studio right now. Slevin's coming up soon. And it is the year of the dog. Anyway, compatibility test. People born in the year of the dog are usually independent, sincere, and loyal, and decisive. They are not afraid of difficulties in daily life. These shining characteristics make them have harmonious relationships with others. Dog is man's good friend and can understand the human spirit and obey its master. Whether he is wealthy or not, cute or frail, it is an auspicious animal. If a dog happens to come to a house, it symbolizes the coming of good fortune. The strengths of such people are they're valiant, loyal, responsible, clever, courageous, lively. Their weaknesses are that they're sensitive, conservative, stubborn, and emotional, which I'd say two out of those four, if not three or four. Actually, you know what? Those could all be considered very positive, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Ali is very talkative tonight.
You want me to speak about the best matches?
The best matches are...
At first, you can say it's not a recommendation, but it's just the good matches.
This is the internet speaking, okay? They are born to be the rabbit are supposed to be the best matches for a dog. They are born to be a perfect match. Similar personality traits and common hobbies add much fun to their love relationship. They can understand each other and face difficulties with enough patience, etc., etc., etc. Bad matches are the dragon, the sheep, and the rooster. Go ahead.
So, you need to be a rabbit as a man or woman. Which one? I think it's the rabbit have to be a female. Because the man going to get
that kind of sounds kind of sexy in a way. I mean,
to get it.
I mean, dragon though, like dragon's probably a bad match with anybody. Like, jeez.
Yeah, it's just like you a would, bad match,
dragon
yeah.
or inquisitor. Like, that sounds badass.
I know, right? It dragon, does. It says badass. A bad match. And the rooster. Okay, so they are some of the bad matches. They are different. They have different sense of worth. Which may cause conflicts in their daily life. Both of them are not willing to share inner true feelings. The lack of effective communication and trust won't bring a happy and relaxing marriage life. You know what? If you are a couple that is comprised of a dog and the other half a dragon, a sheep, or a rooster, don't let this sway you. Keep fighting the good fight. Anyway, I'm a sucker for bad romance. What can I say? So, you guys, what songs do you guys want to share with us next?
We got one more song left.
Well, okay, so if you got one more song, how about tell us about gigs and, you know, internet presence so we can catch up, and if anybody likes what they're listening to, they can stalk you later.
True. So we're playing the Flamingo. Is it the bar or cafe? Or?
Yeah, we're playing at the Flamingo, which is the grand reopening down in Surrey.
Which used to be a sexy, sexy bar? Yeah,
it did. Well, we're going to be there, so yeah. It still will be.
We do the sexy, sexy.
Yes, I know.
And when?
That's next week.
Next Friday.
Next Friday,
next
yeah.
Friday. Doors open next at Friday. 8.
8 o'clock, yeah. We got $10 on those pre-sale tickets, $13 at the door.
You betcha.
It's definitely worth your price to see Brando up on stage dancing. There's no more poles, unfortunately.
There's no poles.
I don't think so, but he doesn't need one, so it's
never
okay.
Never stopped me before, boy.
Animal. Okay, and what about internet presence? How do people find you? Are you Googleable, or as they say now, Instagrammable?
Yeah, we're on Instagram, Facebook. You can find us personally on Twitter.
I'm so old that I still use that. What was that one?
Yeah, MySpace.
MySpace.
MySpace. Yeah, no. We're a little behind
find
on the
on
MySpace,
MySpace
page, but that's okay.
Oh, no.
You can find Brent on Pornhub.
You even know what that is.
20, of course I do.
Of course we do. Yes. See, and I responded. That makes me a sucker.
But yeah, you can definitely find us on Facebook. Stay up to date on all of our shows and music coming up in the near future. We got some stuff pretty much coming right down the pipe pretty quick here in the next few months. Some new music, so that's pretty exciting.
Okay, you know, I hear you guys gig with these guys. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we do a lot, actually. We took a trip to Edmonton, and we're going back in March. So anyone from Edmonton, we're coming to see you. We're going to kick your ass.
That's right.
Oh, and I threatened to embarrass everybody to say, would you like to dispel any rumors of domestic partnerships with the other band? Are you guys all like some big group marriage or anything like that?
I'd say it's true.
All
so,
right.
What?
Slevin, the band coming up, the drummer. His name's Ludo. He's from Quebec. He's a good-looking French guy. And so Joseph, our guitarist, they both work together. And on Facebook, I guess they're married.
Yeah. On Facebook, it was announced, right?
Yeah, you know it's official when it's on Facebook, you know? Yeah.
You know you can believe anything on the internet, right?
Everything's true, apparently.
Hey!
Oh, jeez.
All right. So he's got an... Look. So beautiful.
Jeez.
Beautiful. I just love romance blossoming on the airwaves. So, you guys, why don't you, I don't even want to say any bad puns now. I'm like, I was gonna take us out with a bang, but you know. Okay, guys, what do you want to play? What's it called and what does it mean to you? Got anything to say about it?
Song's called Until Now. It's probably... Yeah, it's my favorite song, yeah. And it's probably the last song I've written on the last record that was like, I was like, oh, we need 10 songs because 9 is a bad number. Let's make 10 songs. And that's one I wrote like really fast.
That sounds
great.
But it
happened to be my favorite. So I'm going to play the song Until Now.
Sounds great.
Does it still hurt when you laugh? Found your shirts, do you want them back? And if I said that I forget, maybe one day I'll regret. Do you still miss my crooked smile? Heard you call, but it's been a while. And if I said that I forget, maybe one day I'll regret. I'll watch the sunrise shine all over you. I'll come around, but to you I swear until now. Do you still love what you see? Everything I am will ever be. And if I said that I forget, maybe one day I'll regret. I'll watch the sunrise shine all over you. I'll come around, but some things won't come true. I'll make it work, but I just don't know how. To you, I swear until
and
now.
I can't wait anymore. And I can't wait anymore.
Watch the sunrise shine all over you. I'll come around, but some things won't come true. I'll make it work, but I just don't know how. I'll leave you this, but to you I swear until now.
That's until now.
Good job, Brett.
Thank you.
All right. I'll take this one. You guys can. What time is it now?
11:44.
That's the time. We're going to do a big switch up. You guys got any shout outs to anybody who might be listening?
Shout out to my mom.
My mom, too.
Shout out to Joe's mom. I mean, my mom as well.
Shout out to Joe's mom.
Thank you, Mom. Love you.
A shout out to my dog, actually, too, if you're listening. We're talking about you on the air.
The dogs are the best. It's going to the dogs, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Always. Here's going to the dogs.
Always.
Yeah. I like to do a big shout out to the dogs, too. Okay, we'll be right back with Slevin in just a few minutes. This time is for real, I swear. Okay, thanks, Sly Dietrich, and we'll see you guys shortly.
See ya.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
How did I get to this floor? And how has it become all my best friend? In the whole wide world, this ride will stop to let me out. Then we both know I got right back on. We'd be back to where we started.
Levin's in the house. Hey!
Woo! Here we are. Hello. Hey, Jason, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
I am good, buddy. Great Thanks for having us back, man. Oh, it is so good to be here. And I brought so many friends with me today.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, and what a great music
thing.
Scene
I see
here.
I see that the let's turn this around. And get the focus.
Ooh,
on.
We're doing the Facebook Live.
We're on Facebook
thing.
Live. Anybody?
My mom
wants
always
to...
said I have the face for radio.
Me too. That's why I'm
right?
That's why I'm here.
I know. And she used to be a pastor, so you know she's not lying either. I'm like, thanks, Mom. Damn.
To be a
that
host.
Is salty.
Radio host.
I know. You gotta join us and just like co-host sometime.
Right? Radio host.
You gotta talk right in the microphone there.
Yeah, I know, thank you.
So Okay, I see that your band has grown as well. Should I redo that introduction?
You know, I think we're okay. I think I'm going to have to redo the introduction myself. That was...
Are you afraid?
I am not afraid.
Don't be panicked.
Yeah. No, we're good. We brought a couple new people into the fold. We got Sean. He is joining us with some guitar work.
Yo, Sean. How's it going?
Hey. Sean's all the way from Winnipeg. We got Kat.
Sean's going to be playing guitar, right?
Sean is going to be playing guitar.
Pat.
And Kat. Right over here. Is joining us and doing some vocals.
I know,
and we're,
Kat.
She's
my favorite.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you, though. Right? Luna's been trying
and
so
the
very
handsome
hard.
One over there.
But he's, you're the handsome
but he's,
one, at least.
But he's in a relationship, remember?
Well, a domestic partnership.
Yeah, a domestic partnership with the
That's
whole
true.
Entire other band.
Man, this is like the YouTube generation. Look at this. The second they're off the radio, they're all in their phones.
Yeah.
Look at me go. I don't have any friends if nobody's liking my posts. It's true.
The unsung hero, I was.
Yeah, unsung hero. That's the bass player.
Okay. Introduce Bradley, the main event.
And yeah, right over here we got Bradley, my bass player, my good confidant, my buddy who just moved within two blocks of me.
Yeah, somehow.
So we're going to have campouts. We're going to stay up late, swap manly stories. He's going to make me some, you know, waffles. I'll make pancakes.
Barbecues.
They're the same thing. Just waffles have those little ridges. It's the exact same thing.
It holds more syrup.
It does. It holds more syrup. It's like, you know.
Blueberry.
Neither. We're going to go tangerine.
Ooh.
I don't know, right?
Tangerine.
Do that
again.
You need chocolate in there, man.
You want a tangerine chocolate?
All right.
Listen to the show.
Okay, we're good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, right? I think it would be good.
All right. Well, Slevin is Vancouver band with all these people. What do you guys want to play?
We are going to do
That's your new introduction since I screwed up the last one.
Okay. I can live with it. We're going to do a song for you today called Lost in Oz.
Lost in Oz.
Yeah. Chasing the rabbit down the hole was never good for you and me. When that brick road never leaves home, like the goddamn story foretold. Yeah, and maybe we can sit down over a cup of tea. I promise to be good. When I let this madness get the best of me, when I hoped for a heart, when I prayed for courage, while I got, when I pulled back the curtain, was a figment of my imagination. When I need something can, 'cause the straw hat's not working. My life is falling apart like a house made out of cards. You're screaming off with their heads like you're the queen of all my friends. I sit here twiddling my thumbs, you're playing dumb. When I hope for a heart, when I prayed for courage, while I got, when I pulled back the curtain, was a figment of my imagination. When I need something can, 'cause this straw hat's not working. My life is falling apart like a house made out of cards.
Why do you treat me like I'm the Wicked Witch of the West? If I'm your monkey, I promise to get off your back. Oh, we could almost sail away on the tears around my feet. You know I'll be the one to save you if our house is in a storm.
When I hope for a heart, when I prayed for courage, while I got, when I pulled back the curtain, was a figment of my imagination. When I need something can, 'cause this straw hat's not working. My life is falling apart like a house made out of cards.
I feel like a giant among these folk. No one sees the trouble that we're in. I'll sit here clicking my heels, thinking there's no place like our home.
When I hope for a heart, when I prayed for courage, while I got, when I pulled back the curtain, was a figment of my imagination. When I need something can, 'cause this straw hat's not working. All my life is falling apart, all like a house made out of cards. My life is falling apart like a house made out of cards.
Yeah.
When it gets so warm in here, guys.
Ooh. It did get warm.
It's all the body heat.
That was fun. Thanks.
Yeah, right on. I like that song.
Thank you.
I'm full of energy. Good to start. Good to start. So anybody own any dogs in here?
I think, honestly, does anybody live with any dogs? I think every single one of us have cats.
Yeah. Guilty.
We all have cats. I grew up with a dog. I grew up with a lab, but being a musician who's on the road a lot, we just don't have the lifestyles for dogs. I would love to have a dog. I would love to have a pug. They're so cute. It looks like they hit a parked car and they got squished like an accordion. Awesome. Seriously, they're so cute. Or I want one of those like long little schnauzer ones that like their bellies go across the ground because you overfeed it and it looks like you just want to.
He just doesn't want to sweep the house.
I don't. I just want to put a Swiffer underneath his belly and just cool. Waddle across the house. Look, dogs can be therapeutic and cleaning tools. I mean, you know.
Well, they do eat the leftovers that fall on the ground. That's what I love about dogs. It's one of the things
well,
that
that's what I'm saying. Like the floor I knew these guys who had a dog named Turbo, right? And like,
That's what they did, right? They like, they put dog food on the ground, and like that's how they cleaned their floor, right? Like, so, you know, because the dog would just like clean up, like, you know, he'd just eat the food off the floor. And, yeah. That's all I have to say.
That's all you have to say?
For now. All right.
We'll be hearing more from Bradley shortly.
Oh my God, someone get a calendar. Mark it! That is all Brad has to say.
For now.
More for Bradley shortly.
I don't know, Jason, I mean, the Year of the Dog is really cool, and I gotta admit, going by the Zodiac symbol, I have honestly no idea what the Year of the Dog means. Can you help shed some light exactly on what the Year of the Dog is?
Okay,
well, dogs shed a lot of fur.
Well, yes, I know dogs shed fur unless you have a pug.
Okay,
seriously.
So the years, every single year is represented like there's like this wheel of representing a bunch of animals in a circle, and it goes every 12 years or so, yeah. And so in these cycles, people take on personalities. If you're born in that year, you have certain specific animals, just like being like a Virgo or an Aquarius or a Pisces or something like that. Hey, Virgo.
That's great. My drummer finally clued. He's like, oh, that's me.
You got it. You swing the mic around. Yeah, there you go.
Ludo's, hey,
Virgo,
very good
what's
at,
happening?
You know, swinging things.
Do you find that, like, okay, so we're talking that, you know, Year of the Dog displays these specific traits. Do you find that, like, being a Virgo, you can really identify with being sort of very specific, like you'd make a good accountant? Or, you know,
but
you're a very detailed person, right?
I'm a Virgo, too. It's not,
We.
Like weeing on the floor?
We.
Or like we as in yes?
Like,
That's like very Quebecois.
But yes, I do.
Okay, so.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's true.
Mr. Serious.
No.
Okay, all
so
right, all
as
right.
A Virgo, you find that you're organized, you're...
No.
I'm
no.
not as organized as I could be being a Virgo,
no,
but...
No, right?
I,
I'm like, I am so...
But very detailed,
brain.
Very nitpicky,
yes.
And very irritating,
yep.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, so the same thing goes for the zodiac signs that in Chinese calendars is that people take on a specific personality if you're born in a specific time period. So... People who are like born in the Year of the Monkey, I'm a total monkey, you know. Love that band.
First thing you notice. He just had to go.
Oh, right, Ludo's like, I'm out of the band, you guys. I am
that's
gone.
It.
I don't care about tour.
Yeah.
See you, Ludo. If anybody knows drummer, we're apparently looking.
Yeah, he left the room.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, we got...
All right. So
Sly Dietrich is going to, like...
Sly Dietrich just broke up. We're taking Brett. I'm sorry.
He doesn't need to go be with his husband.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. The domestic partnership.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Oh, see, he had to go get his non... he had to get his adult beverage. Well, yeah. That's what he had to do.
Adult beverage.
That's what he had
know?
To do. But...
You know, if he's
going to
get...
Well, okay.
I'll be right back.
All right, everybody's leaving the room.
Everybody
I feel
is leaving the
like,
room.
It's
like we're here to do a set, and yet everybody's going to go drink.
Outside.
So I tell you what, how about I play a song? Or do we need to go to a commercial?
I'm here.
Oh, there we go.
Have a sip.
Slevin's back.
Yeah, right?
Don't panic.
Hey, look at that. You threatened to go to a commercial, and everybody shows back up, right?
Thank you all for listening on The Medicine Show. We have Slevin, who is...
Here.
Oh, they're back. They're here. And what song do you guys want to do next?
You know what? I remember when we first played 4 years ago, we played a song and you said your mom loved it.
My mom?
Your mom.
Yeah, okay.
Your mom.
Do you remember the name?
I do.
You obviously remember what song it is. So
I do. It's Johnny.
Johnny, okay.
And it's a little dance tune that we have, but I remember that you said your mom loved it, so we're going to do it again for you.
Nice.
And so
it is
my mother has three dogs. Go for it. I'm sure she'd appreciate that.
Now listen closely to the story I'm about to tell you about a boy I used to know. You'd see his name was Johnny, and he doesn't come around here anymore, you see. Oh, he got scared off by that little bitty girl. Didn't know what to do at the sight of that F.O. Dear poor Johnny. took off like a bat out of hell. And no, Johnny, oh, don't come around here no more. And no, Johnny, oh, don't come around here no more. Johnny fell so hard, Johnny fell so rough, oh dear, poor Johnny couldn't find the way back up. She tried to reach out with a helping hand, oh, giving love as cookies, and this is what he said. Dear my little, yeah, dear my little elfish queen, did you go and bake these, yeah, did you go and bake these in a tree? When old Johnny, oh, don't come around here no more, Johnny. Oh, don't come around here no more. When old Johnny, oh, don't come around here no more. When old Johnny, oh, don't come around here no more. He's baking treats inside a tree. He's 5'9", he's hitting his head on. Oh, everything, he's getting so pissed off, yeah. He's threatening he's gonna burn the place up. He just wants to get out. Oh, sure, people really freak him out. This is where our story gets rather odd. She kicked him in the shin, my God, he went down hard. She slapped him in the face, my God, he spit out blood. He said he was sorry, she said she'd had enough. Oh yeah, now he's off and living a life in the land of the land, the land of the gnomes. Oh yeah, as a servant, yeah, as a servant, yeah. Johnny goes, oh Johnny goes, oh Johnny goes, and Johnny, oh, don't come around here no more, here no more, Johnny. Oh, don't come around here no more, when no Johnny, when no Johnny, don't come around here no more.
Tired of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender nonconforming, non-binary, and gender fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Intersections, airs Thursdays from 4 to 5 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Are you weary of listening to Uncle's tired old war stories? Had enough of Zuzu's quest for father's favor? Do you want to hear tales worthy of the Fire Nation princess herself? Then tune in to Scald's Hall on CITR 101.9 FM and listen to the very best established and upcoming storytellers in the land. Do it, peasant, for your princess commands you.
Join us Fridays at 9 p.m. for the very best in spoken word entertainment.
Ty Lee, you're not thinking of changing the dial, are you? That's better.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio.
happy, 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 happy. Boing, 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 boing. Eep, eep,
eep. Allow me to tell you about Unceded Airways.
What's that?
Isn't that some kind of indigenous radio show?
It sure is. Tell me, are you down for decolonization? Yeah. What?
I certainly wish I could hear about indigenous issues, people, and events on the radio.
You're in luck, because Unceded Airwaves talks about all these things and more every Monday morning at 11.
Music from indigenous artists and coverage of all the hot happenings in indigenous art and entertainment.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, wow. And they broadcast all this from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people?
Find out for yourself. Monday mornings at 11. Yeah. Or find episodes online at citr.ca.
Today we're joined in the studio by the Cedar Program Youth.
Where you are at.
But we can be dangerous.
Yeah.
We ain't not dangerous.
We're back on the Medicine Show. How's it going there, Ali, Babia, Ghazani?
Yeah, it's just kind of speaking with the new host, the co-host.
Carson!
Hello, you know, how are you today?
I am well. It was either radio or it was music. And you know what I don't have to wake up early for? Yeah. Music. So that was honestly a really easy choice. Yeah. School or sleeping in and cereal for breakfast, lunch, dinner.
I love the rock lifestyle.
It's a good
cereal
lifestyle.
As like a mainstay.
It is, man. There's so many. You got Sugar Crisp. You got Lucky Charms. You got like Honeycomb. You can get all of your fruits and vegetables. Oh, Fruit Loops, Fruity Pebbles.
I was about to say that.
Yeah, yeah. Don't forget about Count Chocula. And every once in a while, they bring up Apple Jacks.
Honey Nut Cheerios, oh, yeah, man.
They're good. You get your honey and your nuts. Those are healthy, man. Or multigrain Cheerios.
I'm a fitness
get your grains.
Right?
Instead of commercial, we can use
Quaker oatmeal is good. It is.
So, but in case anybody wants to see what's going on in the studio, just tune in to Facebook on Vancouver Medicine Show and you'll find us. How's it going on Facebook? Anybody? Somebody was trying to call earlier. Don't do it while they're playing, but you have a chance in between phone calls to talk to the band, ask them a question. And the phone number is
604-822-2487.
Great stuff. It's Levin, Carson.
Dana, I know you're listening. You should call in and talk to Ludo. Dana, I know you're there. Call in. You just heard the number. Talk to Ludo. Embarrass him just a little bit more than what's already happened, Dana.
Yeah, yeah.
Dana, pick up the phone, Dana.
Pick up the phone.
Right, pick up the phone. If it's another Dana that doesn't know Ludo, do it anyway. It's going to be funny. Shit.
Say that number again.
604-822-2487. Oh my god. 87.
Try it again. 604-822-2487. 2487.
That's for Dana.
Okay, so Slevin is Googleable, is available, and you can hire them for your next
bar mitzvah.
Your next bar mitzvah,
we
wedding,
bar mitzvahs,
funeral.
We do weddings, parole hearings, divorce settlements. You know what? If you have a shindig, we will play.
Yeah.
You know what? Even if you have a hootenanny. Yeah. We'll play a hootenanny too. Sweet. Yep. Starting next week. Next week, February 12th. January 12th.
We also do Hullabaroos.
We do. January 12th, we are opening up a brand new club out in Surrey called the Flamingo. I know if you're in Surrey, you know this place. It is opening again as a live music venue. It is going to be a ton of fun. We are playing with Sly Dietrich and Caustic Soda Pop and Landmark 20. This is going to be a fantastic show. You don't want to miss it. You can get tickets at our site, www.facebook.com/SlevinYVR. That is SlevynYVR. You can go to Slevin.com or Slevin.ca. Get all the info.
Come Google Slevin.
Google Slevin.
Just
get
for
a tattoo.
Fun, do something.
You know what? If you want to show up at the show and have a tattoo of Slevin, forehead, wrists, anything like that.
Across the chest.
Bro. Across the chest? Man, we will gladly let you in for half price.
Carson's also like available to make ads for anybody else who wants them. So, because he's so good at it. And that's just like he's freelance. So, you know.
We got Brando on the phone. What's going on, Brando?
This guy. Hey, buddy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you have a question for the band?
No, I'm a concerned listener, and I'm here to. just like letting you guys know, very entertaining. But you guys should bring back Sly Detrick.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Is that going to work? Yeah. Hello. Say hello again, Brandon. He's not. I don't hear him. He hung up.
Can you hear us now?
Hello.
Can you just come
through? Can hear you now.
Oh, nice. We were just wondering who the ugly French guy in the corner is.
You're wondering who is?
We're just wondering who the ugly French guy in the corner is.
Oh, my God. Don't you recognize your domestic partner there?
Well, if you want the domestic partner, I can throw the phone across to Joe over there. He'd love to talk to him.
Okay.
What is thanks going for calling on? In Holy Ludo. Crow. Woo! Ludo. See, Dana, this is why you should have called in.
Okay. Where is he? Hello, you're on the Medicine Show. Please hold for the tone. Go ahead, Medicine Show.
Hi, this is Dana. I just wanted to call and say hi to everybody.
Hi, Dana. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good, Ludo. I'm good, thanks. Ludo doesn't have headphones. Hold on, we're gonna give him some headphones. And can you guys push the mic over to Ludo?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome, thank you. I am so happy that you called in. This would have been like all for naught if you were like, no, screw you guys. I'm going home.
Really?
Oh yeah, she's there.
You still awake? You have to work tomorrow. Jesus, go to bed.
Ludo, come on. She stayed up so she could listen to you. Are you gonna sing her a song?
Yeah, please.
You should. That one that you were working on.
My only sunshine, you make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. So please take my sunshine away.
That was the one, right? That was the one?
That's not the right Dana.
It was great. No, thanks, funny. Guys.
That's not the right one.
Oh, no, that's Dana.
Hey,
no.
It is. Yeah. Sure is.
You're on Facebook Dana? Live, too, you know.
Yeah, she can see you right
see
now.
Your face.
Hello.
Jesus. You can see my face.
No, it's Dana, not Jesus.
Pretty close, though. Hey, I'm letting you go.
Oh, okay.
Have fun.
Bye. Thanks, Dana.
Bye.
My God.
Thanks for calling, Dana.
That was awesome. Thanks, Dana.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate the call.
Thank you, Dana. I'll take that one. I'll deal
all
with
right,
Ludo
so
later.
Let's hear another song from Slevin. What song
right.
do you guys want to play?
You know, we're going to do one more. And I mean, we have more if you guys want to hear more. But this next one we're going to do.
Should we do the recorded one?
Oh, if you want to, sure.
Do you have it recorded? What song did you want to
do? Well, there's only one on our SoundCloud. Or you can go to our website. You can go to the website. Just go to slevin.com.
Okay, and why don't you talk us into this one so we can pull that up. What's it about? Who is it? What's it called?
This song was recorded at Pineapple Studios out in Langley, BC. Seriously, it is an excellent place to record. I highly recommend it. It was recorded out there. Yes, we are also sponsored by Pineapple Sound, so this is the obligatory plug. Anyway, we recorded this one. It's called Jack and Jill. I had a moment in my younger years where, you know, shit goes wrong. Things happen. I passed out, came to a few hours later on a floor somewhere and was like, damn, you know, the only thing that matters in a moment like this is the floor that's on your back. So I wrote a song about it.
That's inspirational.
I know, right? I mean, you know, if you go to the very bottom of that page.
Is that Jack and Jill?
Or no. Are you on Bandcamp? Yeah, the play button's at the top.
Jack and Jill?
Jack and Jill.
All right, let's hear it. We'll be right back with Slevin.
Pick up all the pieces of lives we know we'll never live in. Oh, tell me, how did I get to this floor? And how has it become all my best friend? We're in the whole wide world. This wild song.
This way when you're living it, or when you're living it, or when you're living it. This way, yeah. The only thing that matters, the only thing that matters. The only thing that matters, the only thing that matters. Always the floor.
Back on the Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Coast Salish, Unceded Territory. And Musqueam Land. That's right. And it's lovely to have the bands Slevin and Sly Dietrich in the studio with us. In fact, all of them are joining us now for a song. So, Carson, you want to tell us a little bit about what we're about to hear?
Well, I thought we were going to hear a hell of a lot more, but we're down a guitar player, a drummer, and... Oh, there we go.
Shake, shake.
Oh, nice. I don't have to play guitar. This is going to be weird. Cool. I haven't sung without a guitar in front of me in so long. Oh, nice. So we are going to improvise a song about dogs. We don't know what's going to happen, but we hope for the best. So
it's going to be great.
It is going to be great. You know why? Because you're great.
Thanks, politician.
You're welcome.
Answer.
You're welcome. I learned from the best.
Okay, we are on Facebook Live, and we're gonna try. Oh. Thank you all for being patient as we have way too good of a time on the radio.
On the radio.
These guys are.
This is fun. You can just make people look at whatever you want. There's two people watching this right now.
That's all you can see. There's more, but they're like, but they've already disappeared.
Oh, I'm like, no, I feel like I'm controlling someone's life right now. Like,
look at this person.
Right?
Look
at me.
All right, so anyway, I'm done with this.
Can somebody hold the phone?
Somebody hold this. There we go.
We're doing Facebook Live.
Yeah.
So what's the name of the song?
We're going to call this song Brett's Dog.
Right, yeah.
This song is called Brett's Dog. And, you know, if you know the lyrics, sing along.
Any shout-outs
or
to anybody before we go?
So we can.
We're going to do a goodbye after this. Anybody have any shout-outs before we say goodbye?
I want to give a big shout-out to Moose Rat, who's listening all the way over in India. At least I hope she is. Rocking. She better be. She told me she was. That's it. I'm done.
Okay. Anybody else?
Shout-out to Cobotics. Without them, I couldn't afford my gear, so that's a big...
Oh, yeah, and bellapizza.ca.
Yay!
Just give a big shout-out to everybody's moms out there, because you got to appreciate your mom, because she's awesome, and she works hard, and she's your mom. So Dad. Big shout-out to all the moms out there, and
dogs
all the good
moms,
dads,
yeah.
too. So big shout-out to those guys.
Damn, that's wholesome.
So anyway,
and that's what the show's supposed to be all about.
Right. Now that we've got all Little House on the Prairie.
So if you got a dog at home, reach out, give him a good scruff behind the ears, pat on the back.
Unless they don't like that. If they don't like the scruff behind the ear, man, don't do it. You'll get
the
bit.
Dogs and the moms and the
to the dogs and the moms and the dads and the cats.
And the cats, because a lot of people are cat people.
Yeah, how about we involve everybody?
All of us are cat people.
Everybody.
Yeah, all of us. Everyone, yeah. Both bands. We might as well just have a tour bus for us and then our cats. That's true.
Ooh, that might smell.
Pardon me?
Yeah.
I don't. Then you're out of the band. Or yeah. All right. So anyway, you guys want to start her off?
Yeah.
Cool.
This song's dedicated to all the good boys out there.
And the good girls.
Well, when I was a young boy, I grew up with a black lab. He was kind of a mutt. His name was Sparky. I took him to school. All the kids liked him. I wasn't a fool. He's dropping his lines over there because he can't think of anything to say about a dog. Like, come, sit, or stay right there. A breast dog! Breast dog! Whoa! Breast dog! Breast dog! Breast dog! They're leaving it up to me to sing like I know more about dogs than I don't, cause it's been a really long time. I don't really like going for long walks. I'm not a very good boy, cause I can't think of anything else to sing about dogs. But sit and stay. A breast dog. Breast dog. Oh, breast dog. Breast dog. Breast dog. He was a cat into the neighbor's yard, and then the tomatoes went wet. He ended up in the garden. He kept on digging, and kinda he ended. I don't really know what this is all about. I'm not used to writing lyrics, so smoking a joint first, cause breast dog. Followed him to school. No, that's the end of the song. No, that was it. Brett's dog followed him to school. That was it. Thanks for letting us sing about your dog, Brett.
Thanks for singing about my dog.
You're welcome, Brett.
I'm really going to appreciate it.
I hope he understands.
Well, I think we should get another song.
Why does this feel like mischief?
Why does it feel like mischief?
Yeah, like we're just like having too good a time doing stuff. Anyway, did you guys have another song?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can do enough if you want us to take up time. No problem.
You know, we have 2 minutes.
Yeah, okay. We got it.
Okay, do it.
The short song that we wrote.
Okay, short song.
Cool. Are we on air?
Yes.
Oh, we're live right now.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, okay. So we're going to do a short song. Ready?
Hey, UBC.
All ready? Okay, all right. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is a short song that we wrote. This is how the first verse goes. Up next is the chorus. Here is the chorus. This is where the chorus goes. Oh, in the short song that we wrote. If you know the words, why don't you sing along, sing along, sing along, yeah. This is where the second verse goes. Oh, in the short song that we wrote. It's kind of like the first, but it's not the same at all. This is where the chorus goes, oh, in this short song that we wrote. If you know the words, why don't you sing along?
All right. See, every Friday song. Night from 11
that
to
was.
12.
That was.
Every Friday night, 11 to 12:30, The Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and online at CITR.ca. I'm Jason Lawrence with DJ Ali Baba Ghazani. Thank you to the maker. Thanks to our guests, Levin and Sly Dietrich, featuring Brett Heminger, Brando Katarski, Joseph Satterholm, and Slevin with Kat, Ludo, Bradley, Carson, John, and a couple of people out there supporting is Dan and Emily. Thanks, you guys, for coming on out.
Thanks, y'all.
Thanks to our families, our parents, our siblings, everyone out there listening in this beautiful city. Let us know your thoughts on our website, themedicineshow.ca. We leave you with some music. Stay tuned for the Late Night Show with DJ Wright. See you next week.
Bye. Have a good night.